Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. So I have something to confess to you all today, and that is that I'm an optimizer. I seek to optimize my life in many different ways. And after, 20-something episodes, I feel like I finally got to just say it. Optimizing my life is where I spend a lot of my time, thinking about how to be most efficient and effective, how to lean into life so that it's more effortless, so that it's more fun. You know, how do we optimize this precious life that we have? So a lot of times I just kind of dance around optimizing in these talks, in my teaching, in my writing, but I feel like I just want to come out and say it because I want to know who out there are optimizers too. Are you an optimizer? So let's talk about this today, optimizing today, not your life. You know, that's kind of a big bite to bite off in, you know, one episode, but let's talk about just optimizing today and how that might look for you. So in the mornings, I'll just give you a little bit of a background as to what I do and how I look at optimizing my day. In the mornings, I sit down and I talk and I write. I pull out my journal and I've got a couple of questions. And I got a bunch of this stuff from Tim Ferriss in his 5-minute journal. Great, just simple, really quick, especially if you're not prone to writing. You know, you just pull out your journal and you write, how am I going to make today great? You know, three things. Today, how am I going to make today great? Whether it be just really showing up for a meeting, whether it be eating clean or moving your body, getting outside. You know, these are the simple things that I talk about with myself about optimizing my day. So how am I going to make today great? And how am I feeling? Like I am feeling. Sometimes it's like a little tired, a little foggy. Sometimes it's I'm ready. I'm ready for challenge. I'm ready to lean in. It doesn't always have to be super, super positive, like you're going to, you know, be Superman. But just stating how you're feeling on a specific day, just getting honest, right? The last couple of weeks I've been talking about getting honest, looking at what's working, getting real with yourself. So this is some of the ways that I start my day. Optimizing my day means just getting in touch with what's going on. How am I going to make today great? And how am I feeling? And then from there, you know, I look at some of the ways that I can optimize my day with small bites, my health. How can I optimize today regarding my health? So health, we can look at our physicality, our body. How can I optimize today with my body? You know, by moving my body. I am so all over small steps, you know, because the big steps, the big resolutions, the big goals, they often just don't work. It's just too much. We get fatigued. Our willpower runs out. Start small. Can you start small? Today, realistically, with my schedule, today, how can I move my body? Can I get outside for a 10-minute walk before I have to get the kids on the bus? Can I get outside for a run after work? Can I move my body downstairs in my basement, putting on, you know, some Tabata timer or some great free app that's going to move my body in a simple way? You know, keep it super simple, folks. It's the way we build momentum. So how can I optimize my body today? Maybe you've got the time to go take a class. Maybe you have the time for the long bike ride. Maybe you don't. Be realistic with yourself. And this is the way we start to really build momentum in our lives. So optimizing your body, write it down. How can I optimize today? How can I optimize my food intake? What is realistic? Do you have a planned lunch? Do you have a night out where you're going to have to squeeze in dinner? So this is how we start to strategize so that we don't end up doing stuff that's not going to make us feel good. Optimizing your health, optimizing your body, optimizing the food intake. How about optimizing your mental health? So I look at this as well. So I'm going to backtrack. When I write out my journal in the morning, I usually write move, breathe, sit, vitamins, outside, and flow. I'm going to say that again. Move, breathe, sit, outside, vitamins, flow. For me, those are the things I need to look at. Those are my variables. So move, we talked about this. How am I going to move today? Breathe. I'm all over breathing. You know that from a few episodes ago, I've been talking about coherent breathing, training your breathing, training your body to breathe more efficiently, more effectively, closing your mouth when you breathe, breathing coherently and in a balanced way. So for me, it may not be for you, but for me, breathing is a big variable in my life right now. Sit, right? Sitting is my meditation practice. So this is how we're going to optimize our mental state, right? Can you sit and pause, right? Do the primer practices on my free app, on The Verge. They're right there for you. 5-minute simple mental practices to help you train your mind to show up for your life. Move, breathe, sit. Vitamins. I have to put vitamins on my list because I forget. You know, I forget to take the D and the B12 and the multi and the, I just forget. I don't like to take vitamins because I just don't. But there are certain vitamins I need to take. So I have to put that on my list. You may have something else on your list that you're just, you need to do to optimize your life, but you forget. So for me, it's vitamins. Then the other one is outside, right? One of the ways that I feel like my life is optimal is if I get outside every day. Even if it's raining, even if it's cold, I need to get outside. Some days it's just a squeezed in walk around my block. Some days it's a bike ride or a run or, you know, walk in the park. But every day I plan in some capacity, how am I going to get outside today? Because for me, that's optimal. The last thing for me is flow. I'm a flow junkie. I love to plan out and strategize how I'm going to experience the flow state, this state of pure presence, of aliveness, of optimal freaking high definition. So for me, I like to think in the beginning of the day, how am I going to plan to find some flow today? You may have something else. You know, there's other stuff that goes on there. Oftentimes, there's social connection. You know, how am I going to connect with others today? Do I have an opportunity, a meeting, an introduction, or a specific activity that's going to help me optimize how I connect with others? So the optimizing variables for me, move, breathe, sit, vitamins, outside, flow. Sometimes I put social connections. Sometimes I put alone time, like being in silence. Think about it. You know, think about it. This stuff is not going to happen by accident. I mean, it may here and there, but over time, it will not happen unless you strategize. To be strategically optimizing your life is how we really start to shift the bar, right? We start to move the bar so that we're moving more effortlessly, more efficiently, more productively, more effectively, having more fun in our lives. Are you an optimizer? I would love to know. Because sometimes I feel alone, to be honest with you. I feel alone optimizing my life all the time. I mean, I have friends that definitely we get, you know, we really get into this stuff. But I want to hear from you optimizers out there. My radical shift and what I've been talking about is about radically moving the bar in my life. So I've been optimizing for a while, but I want to optimize, like take a big jump, right? Let's take a big freaking jump because life is short. So why not feel your best? Why not look your best? Why not connect in the deepest way you can? Why not perform at your best? Why not shift the bar so much that you are living in a high altitude every day? This is optimizing. And if you're not feeling called, then leave it, you know, press pause, stop. I don't care. But if you are feeling called, if what I'm saying is like, I like this. I want to optimize my life. Reach out to me. Email me. Let's have a conversation. I want to know, how can I best serve you? How can we together work, move forward and start optimizing? All right, so I'm going to just review quickly because I'm going to pause here. I'm going to stop. I'm going to make this episode pretty short. Start your day off by saying, how am I going to make this day great? How can, with my current situation, how can I make this day great? What are three things I can do to really lean in and make my day great? How am I feeling today? I'm going to get honest. Am I feeling a little foggy? Okay, name it. Am I feeling sort of sad? Am I feeling like I'm going to jump out of my skin because I'm so excited about this day? Whatever it is, be honest and name it. Then let's talk about your optimizers. What are your optimizing variables? How are you going to optimize your body, your health, your mental state? How are you going to optimize your work life, your home life, your connections? How are you going to optimize your spiritual life? You know, how do you connect? Is it, you know, pausing to pray? Is it getting outside? What are you going to do? Let's put it on the table. Let's put it on paper and let's start doing it every single day. Let's optimize our lives today. Let's go out and do it. I can't wait to hear from you. Please reach out, Facebook, Twitter, reach out on email. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I can't wait to hear from you. Have a fantastic day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.